Last year, when we began our series on Zionism, I started off by saying that I was hoping that perhaps people would get a more open-minded approach to the other views out there. We might not have to agree at the end of the idea, but to understand that this isn't all about politics, that there are underlying halachic rules that are being followed one way or the other. You may not agree with it, but at least understand that it's based on something. So up until now, our discussions really have also been far from politics. The first discussion we had is whether you can add a holiday to the Jewish calendar. So most of the discussion took place long before 1948. We had Rishonim, we had Achronim, all of them that were discussing whether you could add a holiday or not. And that was a question unrelated to 1948. After you get through that, maybe you could have a Yom HaTzmaut, maybe you could have a Yom Yerushalayim, but it was unrelated. Similarly, last week we spent time discussing the idea of, can Hallel ever be added at this point in history to the calendar? And we discussed that Hanukkah and Purim, are they the same, are they different? This is a discussion that took place in the Rishonim. This is a discussion that took place in the Gemara. Right? So again, if a person would follow the opinion that Hallel cannot be added to the calendar anymore, so it doesn't matter how big a Zionist you are. Right? But according to the many opinions out there that say that you just can't add Hallel to a calendar anymore, that's it. I can think that what happened in 1948, what happened in 1967, were the greatest of miracles. We could have tremendous appreciation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But still, if at the end of the day you can't add a Hallel, you can't add a Hallel. It's got nothing to do with your political views.
But how could any of those people in the first, second century, what and forward, how could anyone anticipate what could possibly happen to the Jewish people?
Well, again, it wasn't a matter of anticipating. There was just an assumption that, you know, that we have now closed the book, that the calendar is now set. You can't add new holidays, you can't add new no matter what happens. And, you know, there were many great miracles that happened beforehand, maybe not as great, you know, but, and the idea was that, no, according to these opinions, it couldn't be added. But other opinions disagreed, as we said. There are other opinions that think that it can theoretically be added. Today, we're going to go one step beyond. So assuming that Hallel can be added at some point to the calendar, what does it take to get it on the calendar? And does what happened in 1948 or 1967 fulfill those rules? So today we're just going to do one rule. And that rule is originally from the Bahag, the Baal Halachos Gedolos, who is from the time of the Gaonim. He's quoted by several Rishonim. I give it to you the Rashba version here. He says, "V'yamim she'ein ha'yachid gomer dekama ha'yachid lav dafka." So it talks of days where a yachid does not say the complete halal. So yachid means an individual. He says, I'm not, when we say individual, it doesn't mean an individual. What does it mean? Unless everybody is together, it's called individually. In order to be able to say Hallel on a salvation, it has to be something that infects the entirety of the Jewish people. If only part of the Jewish people were affected, if a certain town, a certain city, a certain country, or even an entire Sheva, arguably, would be affected by something, and miraculously they were saved, so the Bahag says that would not be enough to say Hallel. But rather, you would need everybody. Rabbeinu Yonah, in his commentary on the Rif, quotes this Bahag as well, and goes a little bit stronger. When there was a time when all of Yisrael, again, the word kol is there, meaning the entirety, and God would do a miracle for them, they would establish a yantiv and they would say halal. And not only would they say halal, but you make a bracha on the halal. Even if there's only a half halal. The ikrat ha'kon lo'isa el b'nei she'na'aseh l'chol Yisrael. However, in order to do this, again, a second time Ravina Yona focuses on this, it has to be the entirety of Israel. He quotes a pasuk for this. He says, in the event that you go to war, then what happens? Vahare osem. What does vahare osem means? Vahare osem is yishabuja broa trua. So he understands this, not really like pashpashat of the pasuk, but the idea being that when you have a situation like this, you will in fact cry out to Hashem. Aval b'nesha nasal yachid. However, if it was a miracle that was done to an individual, now there's a lot of room between an individual and the entire Klal Yisrael. Lo hiskinu lo mar halo. You cannot, if I was miraculously saved on one day, I can't save halo with a bracha for that.
You can bench koimu.
Yeah.
Make a
suit. Oh, we'll get
a suit.
Unless it's done for everybody, no bracha. What if I started and made the bracha at the beginning of the halo? So you can make the bracha at the end, but you shouldn't have made the bracha at the beginning. So we have this opinion of the Bahag, which is quoted by the Rashba, it's quoted by Rabbeinu Yonah. He said, in order to say halal with a bracha, a miracle happens to has to happen to the entirety of Klal Yisrael. Now, let's just pause here for a moment and apply that to 1948. So in 1948, there was a miraculous military victory. Right? The overwhelming power of the Arab nations all focused on the very small, unprepared land of Israel, and miraculously they were saved. How did that affect the Jews in Denver? Not directly, it would seem.
Arguably it affected every Jew in the world.
Well, so what?
Go to the Kotel. No, you had Yerushalayim back.
1948, as far as I remember.
Parts of it, though.
Not the Kotel.
No, I'm saying, not
the Kotel. After the war, they didn't have any of Yerushalayim. 67, right? It ended up with less of Yerushalayim by the end of the war in 1948 than they started with.
That's the establishment.
I mean, thank God they were still alive.
Or the reestablishment of the state of Israel. That was pretty miraculous.
Right. But the question is, to what extent can we say...
Everybody.
Right. That is...
So I can return on the reverse side with Purim and what's it called?
So your father already asked that. Your father... Again, so Purim is not a good question.
We don't say
halal. A, we don't say halal. B, it was everybody. Hodu v'alkush is everybody. But your father asked about Chanukah, right? Previously, and I already...
Chanukah affected only the people in Eretz Yisrael.
Right. Same,
else.
The same thing. So, it's a good question, and I pushed it off because I said I'd get back to it.
Except we
I stand
all
have
by a holiday.
What?
Everybody now has a new holiday called Chanukah.
Well, again, the Gemara talks about why Chanukah. That was 2 weeks ago.
Chanukah is, Eretz Yisrael is the center of the universe for the Jews.
I love Eretz Yisrael.
Beis HaMikdash is there.
It is?
Chanukah was the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore they lit the menorah and affected the rest of it, affected Klal Yisrael.
Are you answering his question?
I'm answering that and saying, why does Eretz Yisrael?
So you're saying that Eretz Yisrael at the time of Chanukah, that they had the Beis HaMikdash, but nowadays no Beis HaMikdash.
But Jews, when it's established, the Zionist feels that Israel is the homeland of the Jews, always has been, always will be.
I agree. I'm saying it on YU Torah right now. Unless Palmer says no. That's it. That's it. I agree. But that doesn't answer my question. I am willing to stand up publicly.
What he's trying to say is that even for people who weren't in the field with a rifle fighting the Arabs, and their lives were saved.
Right, so we're going
to. But it really affected every Jew in the world.
Mm-hmm.
To suddenly have your own country.
So, right. So we're going to have to see that. But let's first start with the rules. So again, it has to affect everybody.
So are you conceding that it affected?
I concede nothing.
Nothing.
Zero. I see nothing. I hear nothing. I know nothing. Right, so based on the choice of date, that's a good point. it would seem that we're celebrating what?
Establishment.
The establishment of Israel, not the military victory. Because the military victory did not happen on Heyer. Right?
The modern establishment of the state.
Right. What? What?
The war goes on for 2 more years with the military. It's kind of the same issue.
No, that's not true. Some say Chanukah stands for
Chanukah. Historical reality is they still affect the Greeks for several.
Right, but the, right, but what date are we picking? Could be we picked the last day though.
No, we pick Chanukah because that's when they rededicate the base of Midrash. The war still goes on. Huh? War versus reestablishment of something is two separate issues.
I think if Cook had a little beard in Pais, I said,
check. Wasn't the prime minister.
I would have voted him. Even though he was dead at the time, I still would have voted for him. I've been to Chicago. I know how it works. So
Chicago, it's the dead people vote. Oh. Not that they vote for dead.
I'm all confused.
I got it a little backwards.
I'm all confused.
The voters are dead.
Early and often. So this is what we'd like to focus on today, this idea of there has to be a miracle affecting the entire Klal Yisrael. The Chida, in his Tshuva Sefer, the Chaim Sha'om, gets the question, She'era ira chasen nesav Yisrael nes echad shenitzol mitzarasom v'tiknu she'yis'anu asari yechidim v'arayro yomu kol hakol halol gomor acher yud echad shmon esrei. That there was a miracle, and therefore they made up that everyone's going to say hallel after Shmon Esrei. V'chein b'yom acher chazoras hamida v'nishalti migadoli yefsher hakal kadosh yishapir be'ever hachi. That's the question we looked at before. Are you allowed to say hallel? So he says in the middle, Omdan libi mahaseis tuba. I'm really nervous about adding a hallel here. Right? So the chidah lived before the establishment of the state. The chidah lived in the 1800s. So you look in all the major poskim, and no one ever says, if you're saved, you should say hallel. There's no place in the Rishonim that says that. None the Rishonim, none the Shulchan Aruch. This idea of saying a hallel, no one ever suggested that. If that's true, if we have a right to add a hallel whenever it's appropriate, why weren't we told about this earlier? Said the reason they don't write it is why? Because it has to be the entirety of Klal Yisrael. So you say, ready for the times of the Rishonim, because of the Golos, we were so spread out, they realized that there was no such thing that could happen that would be a miracle for Klal Yisrael.
Who defines that? Meaning,
the Rambam, the Rif, the Rosh.
My point is, who defines the fact that either A, it's not a miracle for one person? If I feel it's a miracle, even though I'm not there, but by nature of the fact that I have a place that I can call home, is an example nowadays. Or by the Yitzhak Mitzrayim.
The question is,
I wasn't part of Yitzhak Mitzrayim.
I was. Chai, Avavim, Adam, Liris, Asa, Kehilu, Yilu, Yatsa, Mitzrayim. I did. That's how I see it. Right?
Because you've established that you want that to be the case.
No, the Rambam, the Haggadah says it.
But my point is, you weren't physically. We tried to create that image on face of night. Granted, we weren't actually there when it occurred. My point is, but yet we still.
How did I see you at Sinai?
We still.
That was a miracle.
Yeah. Right. So again, we're not up to 1948 here. We're still.
Forget 1948. We're talking about Yitzhak during the time of Yitzhak Mitzrayim.
What about Yitzhak Mitzrayim?
So we say Hallel Pesach. We recognize that it's a great miracle. It was great for everyone. I wasn't physically part of it. I didn't feel I feel a connection.
But that's a set holiday. That's a set holiday, like Sukkot, like Shavuos, like these were.
In order to set it as a holiday,
right?
It occurred for everybody,
right?
Because it happened at that point in history, and thousands of years later.
So Shlomo, let's assume that you weren't born in 1948.
Right.
Okay, let's assume that for the time being, okay?
Argument.
So, how can you say you felt the miracle? According to your argument, you weren't there.
No, agreed.
Good.
But he has an appreciation of what he's...
I mean, just the same way I have the same appreciation of Yitzchak Tzarim, the mitzvah.
Yitzchak Tzarim, how it was set. It doesn't matter whether you like it or not. You could be a Ben Gerim. Not making suggestions here. But even if you're a Ben Gerim, you also say hallel, even though that you weren't there and your Elta Zayda wasn't there.
The point is, the Rebbeinu at the time established it because it was something that impacted people at the time. Correct?
Unless it's Doraisa, then the Rabbanim never established it.
So then, nowadays, what? I'm sorry.
If it's Doraisa, the Rabbanim never established it.
Right.
Yes?
It's a hypothetical question. Would these parameters be met in the time when Mashiach shows up and or the Beit HaMikdash gets built?
I would think so, yes.
So that affects everybody, even though it's geographically.
No, Mashiach won't be geographically. At the time, my life will change when the Mashiach comes, even if I'm in Denver. I think that's not geographically bound in any way.
Altogether, even if it's not Mashiach, I'm just so bothered by this because we're geographically far apart.
The idea is we who did not live in Israel, were not physically threatened at the time.
Not by that.
Jews who were living in Denver in the 1940s were safe, and here we are 70 years later, they're also safe.
Forget about the 1940s. I'm talking about
now.
That we're in Golos, we can't say how it will never affect Golos.
Right.
But maybe it will.
But how? Other than Mashiach, I'm not sure how it will.
If we know some guy goes and captures the whole world.
Yeah, okay. I'm like,
if we woke up tomorrow.
Yes.
Ethiopian Jews, they separated way before that. They
knew
nothing about it.
The Ethiopian what?
Jews.
The 10 lost tribes.
Not so convinced. Not so convinced. What? Different shear. So.
Some way you tore it up.
Right. The bottom line is, again, this is not discussing 1948. This is pre-1948 by some time. But dati akatzara afim yirtzaro mahalo lo yamru achet tefilas shmon esrei. Don't say right after shmon esrei. Rishava chadiyas rabbeinu rabbanin Livorno. And he said, the rabbis in Livorno, Italy, I think they did it right. Shekashir ilahem shnas tuf kuf beis. Tzaras harash v'nitzaru. When there was a, seems that they were saved from an earthquake. Tiknu tanis b'yom ha'u b'chol shano b'shabes kodesh roma hara ha'gadol chav vav kiri yorom chazdas b'mokom she'tiknu ha'chazal b'zmiros b'ne'im b'nigun yafeh. Instead of saying hara, they said the hodu Hashem ki tov kiri yorom chazdas with a nigun. That's how they thanked the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So you're not allowed to say hara? Fine. So there's a lot of other nice things to say. So that's right. Why get involved in the shayla by saying hara? Say a different kapitel to him, which praises God for that which he's done. So, that is why he says, the Chidah says, if a situation would come up like this, don't get involved. Don't say hallel. There's potential problems in hallel. Say something else. You can do whatever. You can do lots of exciting things.
Is the problem with hallel because that's the brachas, or because
yes.
It's established
truth? Well, again, it's a combination. He says, kol omer hallel b'chol yom. That's a problem with one. So he says, just stay away from
it. What's the second issue you made?
The bracha.
It was the first. What was the second?
The second issue in general, it says in the Gemara comments that whoever says hallel every day is as if he is a blasphemer. You're not supposed to say hallel more than you're supposed to.
Okay.
The Meiri goes on and says, we stick this Meiri, actually it's the same tshuva of the Chaim Shalom, but I need to give you the Meiri in between. Kol yachid shirot tzara v'nigol heimenu rashai likvo halal la'atzmo but also yom b'chol shana. If somebody, an individual, has a miracle, this sounds unlike the Bahad, you yourself can say halal every day. If a person, you know, Nebuchad had a medical emergency and he was miraculously saved, every year on that date you can go and say halal. Elosh ein mavarach halosh, just don't make a bracha. V'chein adin v'chiyei etzibor v'tzibor kachaya yesod neviim lomar al kol tzor v'sok shnigomim meno. He says, fine, you can say halal. He doesn't think there's a problem with it. He just thinks it's a problem if you're going to make a bracha on it. The Chidah comments on this comment of the Meiri and says, Re'isi Rav Meiri b'chibur k'sav yad sof p'sachim shekosov zereshonu kol yachishi rahuhu tzor v'shayi k'vo atzma loma halal ba'oso yom el she'enu b'varach v'chein adim l'chol tzibor. Quotes this, ad kam l'shonam. So he says, interesting, the Meiris were not published yet in the days of the Chidah. He had just seen, the Chidah was a fascinating individual. Anyone know what the Chidah did for a living? The obvious guess was he was a rabbi. But you would have been wrong, because he was actually a schnorrer. He was from Yerushalayim, he collected money for the yeshivas, and he went around Europe. He was a super genius. When he went around Europe, he used to go to all the libraries, and he would ask to see the manuscripts, and he would just inhale them. He would just read them and remember everything. So the Meiri was not published at the time, so he writes it over. Now he said, this is how I remember it. Puts in parentheses, because obviously I don't have the sefer, because there is no such thing. Yachid Sova Harav Sheim Naso Neis V'Nitzol Rishayim Kvo Roma Harbo So Yom. Says, sounds from here that you can say hello, right? Even an individual, a little less a community. But here Medivrei Harav Shegam Tzibor Lo Yevarchu Al Kriyas Hahara Shekarim B'Chuas Nafsho Miyad Sonet Mikolach Hashav De Hashav Yachid Midestam Shemayin Nad Afro Fi Daito Gam Tzibor Lo Yevarchu. So it seems from here that even he's willing to do it. The Meiri says clearly, but don't make a bracha on it. V'shasha Rav HaKolom Tikin B'kal Adaso Shomar Harok Shenitzu Mitzarosom V'nira D'samach HaPastu D'shmaitu P'sachim Omnam L'dayti K'sara Ro Muchach Me'aposkim Hachi Ro Sarika Rav Meiri. He says, I agree the Meiri says this, that you can make halal, but I think we don't follow the Meiri. I think the Meiri is a minority opinion. And he says, therefore, the Chidah says, I wouldn't let you make say halal even without a bracha.
When's the Meiri? What's the time of the
Meiri? Rishonim, 1300s. So again, the Chidah was aware of it. And he said, listen, if you're saying this b'toras halal, he thinks it's a problem. And again, let me repeat what I said multiple times. This is clearly not a political statement by the Chidah, right? Because the Chidah knew nothing from Zionism, right?
Would he be okay with it if it was after a davening time?
But, so again, he obviously would be more happy with that, but he has his issues. Interesting, the Shulchan Aruch does not discuss this issue, but he comes close. In Hilchos Brachos, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Al Nation Nasal Iksas Yisrael, a miracle that happens to part of Israel, Kosh Manshro Nasal Chol Yisrael or Ruben, Afilu Nasal Tzah Shvatim, Ein Mevarchim Osa. You can't make the bracha, She'asa Li Nespis B'Mokom Zeh, you can't make a bracha on a miracle unless it affected the entire Klal Yisrael.
I think we don't have to be Paschal like this, because I think I saw some sforums that people are allowed to do that.
Right, so this is what the Mechaber says. This is the Shulchan Aruch. Ramah doesn't disagree. Right? And the Be'er Agra says it's based on what we're saying here. Al Nes, Tostus, read the Chol Sheino Rov Yisrael, Yachin Mikri, Vayin Tostus, etc. So the Agra says it's the same thing. Shulchan Aruch is paskin the same way there as he would paskin here by Hallel. That's the story. So based on this, right, even if we assume that in general we could add a Hallel, a day of Hallel nowadays, you have an issue with many Rishonim and Achronim saying that it's got to affect the entirety of Klal Yisrael. Now, one could try to argue, which might be, it sounds like a good argument, the Gemara in Harius. How do we define Klal Yisrael? So the Gemara in Harius talks about if a person gets the wrong psak. Let's say I ask you, can I do X, Y? Someone comes to Beis and asks, can I do something on Shabbos? And the Beis says, it's mutter. And in fact, they were wrong. And the person did it. Does the person have to bring a carbon?
Beis didn't bring a carbon.
So if it's an individual who does it, the individual does it, has to bring the carbon. However, if they pass, if they wait, the Beis Din gets up and makes an announcement, and everybody follows it, then it's the Beis Din that has to do it.
Everyone is the community,
so,
or what?
So who's this everyone that I talk of? That's the question. So the Gemara in Harius, or Harius, depending on how academic you are, Amar of Asi, Bahara Halech Acha Rov Yoshve Eretz Yisrael. Everyone means the majority of the people who live in Israel. Shenema Vayashromo Ba'esahi Eshachag V'chol Yisrael Imo Kahal Gadol Milavocha Mas Adnacha V'tzvay V'chnei Hashem Alokeinu Shivas Yamim V'shivas Yamim Arba Oso Yom. So when Shlomo HaMelech builds the Beis HaMikdash, he makes a party for everybody. And it lasted for 14 days. Pasuk in Malachim. Michti k'siv v'chol Yisrael imo. If it says it's a great community, why do you have to tell me it's the people from Lavo Hamas until Nacha Mitzrayim, which is basically the borders of Israel? The only Jews that you're counting are the Jews that are in Israel. When I talk about the Kahal Yisrael, that means the Jews. Based on this, we'll go with the Rambam. The Rambam takes this rule, says when I'm counting Jews, I care about the ones in Israel, the ones in Chutz Lartz don't count.
So that Denver reference earlier, it's
irrelevant. So going right. This, so the Rambam in his Pirush HaMishnayos in Harius says, Mishnezu Rabbi Yehudi, the son of the Yachid she'asa b'haraz based in Potter, Avo Rabbanon Savi, Yachid she'asa b'haraz based in Chayiv, Ashiyu Rov Yoshrei Eretz Yisrael Osim Alpiyim. Right? If one person does it, he has to bring a carbon coin through Rabbanon. However, if everybody, then it's the Beis Din that has to. Also, Shah, you are Osim Peturim, Beis Din Chayavim, the carbon Kamosha Biyarnim. The Yoshvev Eretz Yisrael, Elohim Kamosha, Kosov, Vachol Yisrael, Amo, Miravo, Hamas, and Lecher, Rots Romish, Osim Shem, Bemokom Zeh, Haim Kol Yisrael. The definition of all of Israel are all Jews who live in Israel, in the country, in the state, in the land. Now, if I would take this understanding that the definition of all Jews are all Jews in Israel, were all the Jews affected by the miracle of 1948?
Yeah.
Yeah. Were they all the Jews affected by 1967?
Yeah.
Undoubtedly. So if I will take this and say that is the definition of all Jews, I'm done. And that would answer Hanukkah. That would answer all the questions. Then for sure. Yeah, I understand why the community of Livorno, they can't say hello. But when we talk about, this is a miracle that happened in Israel, that's different. This possibility is raised by Rav Avadya Yosef. Rav Avadya Yosef is arguably the most important chief rabbi Israel has ever had. Not just because of he himself, but he was followed ever since then by his students. All the Sfardi chief rabbis since the times of Rav Avadya all found themselves kafuf, subservient to Rav Avadya. And as long as he was alive, even though someone else wore the gown, he was in charge.
Yes.
Right? So Rav Avadya is, when we talk about Zionist rabbis, Ashkenazi Sfardi, I would make a strong argument that he is the most important chief rabbi that Israel has had to this point. He raises this possibility. He says, "I'm reading Baharius, Amr of Asi Bahara Halach Acha Rov Yoshe Yisrael Shedema VaYashlom Esachag V'Chol Yisrael Imo Kahal Gadol Milvocha Masad Nachal Mitzrayim Lifnei Hashem Elokeinu Shivas Yomim V'Shivas Yomim Michti K'siv V'Chol Yisrael Amo." Quotes the same argument. Why do you have to say both? Shema mina hani hu de ikrei kol. Avo hanach de chutz l'aretz lo ikrei kol. That's it. So he says that's the rule. V'im kein. Yesh romer sh'nes Chanukah sh'nasar yoshe eretz Yisrael. Chashu kilu nasar v'chol Yisrael. So this will answer the Chanukah question that Yossi asked. The lo mashgichin kal b'yoshe chutz l'aretz. Borom b'kushta nira sh'lo ne'amar kein. What? Right, there'd be another answer. He said, the problem is, he says, on Purim? Right.
If we had not gone,
so,
we would still be there.
Right. The ksiv v'neram didiver enei hakol. So the problem is, when we define all the Jews in Israel, that's only for this korban. That's a very limited rule. You cannot expand it to all rules. So therefore, Rav Avadya says that this answer does not fly. In fact, the halacha of Avadya Paskin, the fizek, kol shekein hechad, lo shayach tam zekal, shalom nemar kal b'inyin amiris halal, shalom revadeh lo shayach, so Rav Avadya himself rejects this potential answer and says that, you know, as nice as it would be, that's not the rule. This idea that we only care about the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, that's only for this carbon. Rav Avadya then goes on, actually the truth of the matter is it's out of order, that's why I divided it into two. Earlier he says, Ibra d'lechora kasha b'nes Chanukah. It's a good question. What about Hanukkah? Hanukkah only affected the Jews in Israel. Every year, the Sefer Get Kusher, says, no, Hanukkah was different. Why was Hanukkah different? Because they didn't want to just kill the Jews, they wanted to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Destroying the Beis HaMikdash, that would have affected everybody. And when they saved the Beis HaMikdash from the Greeks, that affected everybody. Similarly, va'ayinom lahagon, Rabbi Yisrael Rosen, b'shut tzav nas panayach, the rugged traveler, she'atam shalom v'chizki yashir b'malpov v'samchei v'vitzvah v'shamibdei shekvar golu asar sashvatim. He said, in fact, we know chizki got told for not saying hallo. Why did he say hallo? Because the 10 shvatim were gone. This miracle only saved 2 shvatim. It didn't save everybody. For rov Yisrael, lo hayu b'aretz Yisrael. They just helped the Jews in Israel, and that wasn't enough. Therefore he says, I shouldn't say it. Aye, but he was wrong. Didn't he get into trouble for this? They said, no. In fact, the Beis HaMikdash was saved. That's why he should have said hallel.
Should have said.
That's why he was wrong. So the bottom line is that even if we assume that it's theoretically possible to say halal bismanaz, and be koveya a new time, still we've got an issue because it has to be the type of thing that is for everybody, and in fact, it would seem that that is not for everybody. In fact, that's what Rav Avadya holds. So that's a good question. So this is where I mentioned at the very beginning of this year that your political views might play a role in this. Not necessarily. Again, I would not say that. I don't think people would argue if I said Rav Avadya Yosef was a Zionist. Right? I think that's a reasonable statement, I think. And he held no hallow because of this. But if a person was what we would say a messianic Zionist, then already in 1948, I think you can make the argument. Because if you tell me that you are sure that Medinat Yisrael is Reishis Smichas Gul Aseinu, that this is definitely the beginning, so that affects everybody based on these rules. Interestingly, though, no one makes that argument. Right? That, I think, would be a strong argument. That, in fact, would be a reason to say hello. Surprisingly, that's not an argument that is advanced. However, that doesn't... Obviously, there are a lot of people who do say hello on Yom HaAtzmaut, and there is rabbinic backing for it. So what do they do with this? So I gave 3 approaches here of tshuvas that were written for people who support the idea. The first one is the Mevaser Tov, Rav Meshulam Roth, He writes as follows. Hine, ein sofin shayom hahu, hey ear, she nitva idea mem shalav v'chavre kineset, sheim nivchare rov haziva, v'rov gedole rabbanu m'rachog, oso b'chol ha'aretz, zech v'dei shal shuaseinu v'chiraseinu, mitzvah raso simcha v'yantav romar halo. He off the bat says, hey ear, we call Yom Ha'atzmaut, this was the representatives of the Jewish people, the Knesset, and many rabbis support this idea. You should celebrate and you should say Allah. Pshita benidon didan hanogei letzibur shel klal Yisrael. It is simple in my mind that this affects everybody in the Jewish people. V'yech kampidul me'abdus l'cheirus shenigalnu mishibud malchus v'nasa b'nei chorim v'ashkarachseinu atzmaut v'amrachtit. We are now free people, now that we have our own nation. And not only that, the fact that we were saved by those who wanted to kill us. I assume he refers him to the Melchemet HaShechrur. That's reason also. So he thinks that one would have to argue that the establishment of the state of Israel was a miracle that affected every Jew, whether they were in Israel or not. That's what we discussed 2 weeks ago. So he says that he understands that the chida, as we saw, said that if you're going to do it, don't make a bracha. I disagree with the Chida. The Chasam Sofer says otherwise. So therefore, based on that, he points out that he thinks that without a question, you do it with a bracha, because he thinks this affects the entirety of Klal Yisrael. How exactly does it affect everybody? So that's written by other people. Rav Herzog, the first chief rabbi of Israel, writes as follows in his letters. He says, look at history. Why does this affect everyone? Because it's after the Holocaust. He said, after the Holocaust, we were at such a low point that Judaism was in danger of being lost. The miracle of the establishment of Israel restored the pride in being Jewish. Literally, he's saying, it saved Judaism, and therefore there is no Jew that was not affected by the establishment of the state of Israel. So it's an interesting approach. It's not that people in Denver were physically in danger and saved by the state of Israel. No, they were spiritually in danger. The entire Klal Yisrael was in a spiritual danger, and had HaKadosh Baruch Hu not, through his graciousness, showed his love by giving us the land of Israel, it could have all been lost. And that is why. The fact that Hashem showed his hand, forget the fact that there's a practical savior. It's the spiritual that he says. That is the miracle that affected everybody, and that is the reason why it is appropriate to say hallel on that day.
I don't disagree, but
good. Sure, he's happy.
On the reverse side.
Yeah.
I don't think the people who don't say hallel feel that there's any spiritual connection, so therefore that's why they don't. So it's a strong statement to make.
Good. I'm just saying. I think the part of his statement, which is the biggest chiddush, is to say that Judaism was in dire straits, right, in fear of being, in danger of being lost after the Holocaust.
Very fragile.
Right. So yet, I'm not agreeing. I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying. I think that's where the chiddush is. Rav Shapira, a later Rav Rashi, writes as well. He takes a different approach, probably the approach that most people think. V'avatim b'goyim v'achem, chalaslam b'eretz oyveichem, v'gam b'golos hanocha v'yoseh shikhanu b'doreinu. Even in the best of goluses, which was what we're having right now, hochim bo li'ibud b'ezah darshi, it's not going to last forever. Yisrael shebein agayim sofam k'riya v'ezbolos. Jews living among the non-Jews, eventually, it's going to have an unhappy ending. Kein hu mosif sha'agolus nogedes as a yitzirah tivis shel Am Yisrael. Because exile, Jews living outside of Israel, is against the nature of the Jewish people. Yehudim al pi tivim shayachim l'eretz Yisrael. Naturally, Jews belong in Israel. Nosif ha'kacha Torah begolus ein a Torah kefi shetzarech liyos. So his point is as follows. He's saying that people are referring to, right? Things people might have actually said it. Right now, Jews living in Chutz Laaretz might not be directly affected by the success of Israel, but eventually we all will be. There will come a time where for every part of Golis you're in, you're going to get run out of it. Things were really good in Spain for a long time. Things were really, really good in Yemen for a longer time. Morocco, Syria.
Things were good in Germany.
Right, things were good in Germany. Things were good in Poland. You go up and down. France.
Spain was good, yeah.
Yeah, Spain had a nice run also.
Yeah.
Right? Right. Eventually, all of these foreign nations turned against the Jews and there were not happy endings. Right now, take America for example, things are good. It might be good for the rest of our lives, and it might be good for the rest of our children's lives afterwards. But eventually, it's inevitable that things are going to turn bad. And therefore, every one of us gains by having, in a very significant way, a state of Israel established. The fact that there is a law of return. The fact that that which happened in World War II could not happen now. Because all the nations of the world cannot turn their back on us, because there's one nation that won't. Our nation. Because of that, he says, that's why this is a miracle for all of Klal Yisrael.
So it's not a Zionist.
Right. So again, unlike Rav Herzog, which was a more spiritual approach, this is a physical approach.
Theoretically, if let's say the Jewish state would be in Uganda, we'd also say hello.
Right? Well, no, not really. Let me take that back. I'll take that back. Because again, he's very clear. He makes it clear that it's unnatural. It's unnatural. He keeps on saying that, right? So again, Uganda wouldn't have lasted either in his mind.
Theoretically, though.
Right. So again, if I knew that, I'd have Uganda forever. Right, that would be it. So again, so this is the question. The question is, now again, you could agree with him and still not say hello based on this and the fact of, okay, but that's not direct. The fact that my grandchildren might need this, that's wonderful, but not enough for me to be saying hello. Right? One could make that argument. Right? So that's basically what it comes down to. So give me a second.
Okay.
Right, so basically, up until now, we spoke about can you establish a yantif? If you establish a yantif, can it have halal? And even if it could have halal, does this miracle qualify? And the question that we have to deal with is, does it affect all of Klal Yisrael, or does it only deal with part of Klal Yisrael? I affected as much Klal Yisrael as Chanukah did. Yeah, but Chanukah had a Beis HaMikdash. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Right, so therefore, several people say, you know, celebrate it. It's wonderful, but halal with a bracha, right?
Make the barbecue.
Right? Have your mangal, have the air show, right? All the important things, the chidon tanach, there's wonderful things you could do, right? But not challah with a bracha. Again, this is pure. It's not because of this is ma'aseh satan or anything. This is just because we don't add a challah in this case, as opposed to those who do support it and say no, that this affected not only the Jews of Israel, but one way or another, in fact, it affected every Jew throughout the world. Yes.
If we woke up tomorrow and the Dome of the Rock was gone and the Al-Aqsa Mosque were gone,
mm-hmm.
would that affect the Jews of the world?
Depends where it went.
I'm not trying to make this complicated. I'm trying to say, let's say we wake up tomorrow and it's gone.
Mm-hmm. And there's nothing in its place.
That big rock is just hanging out on the top of the mountain.
So I don't know what the big upside for us is there.
Well, we could maybe reestablish the Beis HaMikdash.
So again, that's a question whether we have a right to establish the Beis HaMikdash or we require a Mashiach to do it first.
So you're saying it would not affect the Jews?
Right, so I don't think it would.
I don't think it would.
Okay. No, again, not in this way.
Okay. I
assume it'll affect us in that there'll be a lot of Arabs that'll be curious
well,
what happened.
That's a whole different...
But that wouldn't necessarily affect us in a positive way.
So how do you use the same argument for Yom
HaShabbat? Oh, so you're saying that these arguments of the fact that it is post-correct, that would not work, right? Nor would it work the other way as well. Yom Yerushalayim is very different. On the other hand, Yom Yerushalayim would seem to be much closer to Chanukah than Yom HaAtzmaut, because it's definitely more of a step in the way of the Beis HaMikdash. So again, that is the upside to the Yom Yerushalayim. Okay.
So, are there term limits on how long it takes to affect it? Because you're a couple of decades in, and the more it's established, the more it's affecting everybody. I mean, now with Israel, the way it is, it's an incubator that would never have happened in the resurgence in spirituality. Religiosity
would never have
some. The point is that in hindsight, it's affected everybody, but at the time, it probably didn't.
Right, but, you know, it's a hard argument to make because, you know, maybe we should say Hallel on the day of the establishment of Lakewood. Because look how many people are in Torah there, etc., over the years.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't hold that in the same way.
Yeah, the yeshiva opened.
Oh, the yeshiva.
Right. I'm not talking about Lakewood, Colorado. That was a great day as well, but you know, I don't mean. All right.